Hey, aromatic chat friends, welcome to My Take. Each month, I will be hopping back into your podcast feed to share my take on the two aromatic chat episodes that I released earlier in the month. Used to be, I would share my thoughts at the end of the episode, but after some really great feedback from listeners, I decided to try something new, and my take is that something new. So today, I'll be sharing my thoughts about episodes 96 and 97, Aromatic Chats with Joanne Lang and Amy Robinson. So let's jump right in. During episode 96 with Joanne Lang, she stated that the body has a shelf life. And oh my word, is she right. Look, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, and my body reminds me of it from time to time. Like, I still think I'm about 23, but occasionally my body jumps in and says, girl, you're over 50. And last month was my reminder that I needed to slow down because I was asking just way too much of my body. Back at the end of 2018, I was in a left turn collision. Now, that was not the first left turn collision I've been in. Maybe I have more in common with Zoolander than I realized. I guess I'm just not an ambi-turner. It's a problem I've had since I was a baby. I can't turn left. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who can't. I mean, there's got to be some people out there like me who can't turn left. Anyway, that last collision twisted and shifted my sacrum. And whenever I'm not taking care of myself, like not sleeping well or pushing myself too hard physically or even mentally, my body reminds me that I have three or four left turn collisions in my past, and it forces me to slow down. So I use the tools that I have at my disposal. I use my aromatherapy, stretching, several visits to the chiropractor. I did some body code work on myself, but I could tell that my hip was still just slightly out of joint. And I ended up going to the ER for some medical intervention. And they prescribed a steroid, a muscle relaxer, and a strong pain reliever. Now, I followed the medical regimen, which definitely helped to reduce the inflammation in my low back and allow me to sleep, which made it possible for my body to begin the healing process. Then I did a second body code session on myself. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck is the body code? Well, the body code is an energy healing modality that helps to decode the root cause of an issue and release any energy that is trapped in the body and preventing the body from functioning at 100%. It's so important to remember that everything in the body is connected. So even though my low back was out, there were other issues that were contributing to the low back pain. And I found in that body code session that my right femur was misaligned, meaning it was out of place. I had a couple of common trapped emotions that originated in the liver and the gallbladder. I have a sluggish liver and a sluggish gallbladder, so it's no surprise that something was stuck in there. And I found that my ileocecal valve and the liver meridian were misaligned as well. So I released those trapped energies, and immediately after releasing it, I felt my low back spasm, and when I pushed up on the arms of my chair and lifted my bum out of the chair, I felt my low back and hips pop back into place. Oh, my word. The sigh of relief was audible as I felt relief for the first time in about 3 weeks. Your body knows when to say no. Your body keeps the score of everything you have experienced throughout this life. As you've grown, matured, and aged, you've experienced some crazy stuff. You could probably write a book about all the things you've gone through and the things you've learned as a result. But there's something you may not realize that you've learned as you overcame each obstacle. You learned to survive. So we're going to talk a little bit about the brain for just a second and this survival that you've learned about. Your brain seeks survival in every single situation you come up against. It will do everything in its power to keep you alive. And sometimes the things your brain decides on your behalf, though it keeps you alive at the moment, later on in life, it may impede your progress. That part of your brain also wants to keep everything in your life the same. It doesn't want anything to ever change. Have you seen the show on Netflix called Made? It's starring Margaret Qualley, and she is a domestic she's in a domestic violence situation. And like so many battered women, though she wants a better life for herself and her kid, she keeps going back to her abuser. Why? It's because of the brain. Because her survival brain knew that it could survive abuse. It didn't know that it could survive someone being kind and generous. This doesn't just apply to abuse, though. It applies to every situation in your life. Maybe you can't get ahead in your job. Maybe you always seem to be the last one picked. Guilty. When I was in elementary school, it didn't matter what game we were playing in PE. Melissa was always the last one picked. No matter what you do, maybe you just stay stuck. You can't shift. You can't change, no matter how hard you try. This is your survival brain doing what it does best. But you can shift and grow and change. It is absolutely possible. At the end of episode 97 with Amy Robinson, she quoted Young Pueblo's book, Lighter. He wrote about letting go of the past, connecting with the present, and expanding the future. Letting go is the first step in helping your survival brain to shift. It's not easy. Your survival brain doesn't want anything to change, but it is only through letting go that you can step into who you were designed to be. I believe that we are eternal beings. We existed before we took human form, and we will continue when this life is through. And you were designed for a purpose. When you came into this world, you came with gifts and talents that the world needs for the time that you are alive. This is who you truly are at your core. But then you began to experience the world, and your brain started its survival dance, creating beliefs about yourself and other people and the world. And then those beliefs morphed into your identity, who you think you are. Even if you had the absolute best parents in the world and you grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth, what happens inside your head is yours alone. You have your own thoughts and experiences. Those thoughts and experiences teach you to protect yourself. And you begin to develop personality traits and you make decisions about yourself. Those decisions create a persona based on your protective mechanisms. And your beliefs become your identity. For example, I was born in the late 1960s and I belong to the Gen X generation. We were the first latchkey generation and I am the youngest of three kids. I decided while I was still in the crib that I had to do everything right the first time. This was to make sure that my mom never got upset with me. Did it work? No, but that's what our tiny brains do. We protect ourselves. No matter what I did it well. I know my mom loved me, but my tiny little brain decided that if I didn't do everything right, whatever right was, I was not deserving of love. That belief followed me well into adulthood, my marriage, and parenthood. It didn't matter what I did. I had to do it right the first time, or I was a failure and undeserving of love. I believe that who you think you are before you begin your healing journey is the opposite of who you were designed to be. I've experienced this, and I've seen client after client step into who they truly are after they let go of who they think they are, who their survival brain created them to be after the myriad of experiences they've gone through to get to this point in their life. I have dedicated the rest of my life to helping people who are broken, exhausted, hopeless, and overwhelmed to reconnect with who they were designed to be and heal their minds, bodies, and spirits. I invite you to spend some time today examining who you think you are. There is more than likely a still small voice inside of you that you've been dismissing for a long time, telling you who you truly are at your core. It may look like jealousy when you look at someone doing something you wish you could do. It may sound like self-deprecation as you beat yourself up again for failing to do whatever it is you set out to do. It may feel like depression or anxiety. Then I invite you to reach out to me and schedule a powerful and peaceful wellness breakthrough coaching session. This is an opportunity for you to experience what coaching can accomplish in your life and your wellness. In this breakthrough call, we would uncover your life and wellness goals, diagnose what's standing in the way of you achieving those goals, and at the end of our call, you'll walk away knowing the next best step to achieve what you've been longing for in your life. Some people might walk away from that call thinking, I'm not ready. Some people might walk away from that call thinking, there's absolutely no way. And some people might walk away from that call thinking, I'm ready for this and I'm going to do it. Simply visit the link in the show notes to schedule your powerful and peaceful wellness breakthrough coaching session today. And remember, only when you let go of who you think you are is when your authentic, true self can step forward and show up powerfully for this world that desperately needs your gifts and talents right now. So that was my take. Thanks so much for joining me on this very first My Take episode. This is Melissa, your life and wellness coach and host of the Aromatic Chat podcast. Join me on the podcast every other week as I learn about the aromatic journey of some of the most amazing humans on the earth, registered, clinical, and certified aromatherapists. I will be back with the next My Take episode in a few weeks. Until then, peace, love, and aromatics. Hey friends, I want to introduce you to Blend Precisely, the software business toolkit for aromatherapists, herbalists, and formulators. When I first started out as a practitioner, I used spreadsheets, Word documents, my calculator, all of my safety books, and that was before I ever opened up a single bottle of essential oil to create a blend. Seriously, it took at least 20 to 30 minutes for every single blend that I made for my clients or my family. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or you're just starting out, Blend Precisely will take the guessing out of the safety issues and let you focus on creating beautiful blends with ease. No more using multiple different programs to get your blends ready to go safely and effectively. Everything is calculated for you inside Blend Precisely. Dilution, percentages, chakras, perfumery notes, pricing, milliliters, ounces, grams, and more. Blend Precisely incorporates Tisserand's safety information so you never have a question again. There's no more guessing. One toolkit for everything. The best part about Blend Precisely is that it's not just a program that you sign up to use and then have no support. There is constant support from the creators, Katrin and Seth Burkholz. They have videos every week on their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and they even have a Facebook group for members of their community. I want you to know that Blend Precisely has a 14-day free trial. I suggest that you sign up for the trial, pull out some of your favorite blends and input them into the program and see what happens. Maybe even create a few new ones. Maybe even create some stock blends and see how Blend Precisely can support you in your aromatic life and business. I'm sharing with you my affiliate link to try out Blend Precisely risk-free for 14 days. Just click on the link to check out the software business toolkit for aromatherapists, herbalists, and formulators. And then use this toolkit to blend precisely.